Coast Radio News for Monday, September 6, 2021. I'm George Henry. With school prepared to start this week, the City of Florence has announced it will begin the second part of the Safe Routes to School grant program that will enhance the intersections around the schools on Oak Street. According to City Manager Aaron Reynolds, there should be an increased presence in the area.
About 25th and 27th Street, we will be working on Oak Street, and you'll start to see a lot more construction mobilized and equipment moving there.
Reynolds says there is also ongoing work on the 9th Street sewer and water line upgrade.
Central Lincoln PUD moves electrical equipment, and there will be some planned disruption of services there on that 9th Street corridor.
Reynolds says disruptions will be short and notifications have gone out to businesses and residents in the areas affected. 16 more cases of COVID-19 have been recognized in the Florence community. That number was registered by Lane County Public Health on Friday. The new overall total is 522 cases, and 118 cases in the past 2 weeks have been added. There is expected to be more increases after the Labor Day holiday. Lane County Public Health has not said whether or not there would be a report released today with staffing shortages and the Labor Day weekend. Numbers continue to be brisk in the county and around the state. There were 2,379 cases reported statewide on Friday and 205 cases in Lane County. Some good news to report, the Oregon Health Authority is saying that the latest models show a slight slowdown in new cases and hospitalizations. There were still, however, 41 more beds allotted for COVID-19 patients on Friday, bringing the total number of beds currently used to 1,172, with 309 individuals in ICU. For those individuals who have not yet gotten their COVID-19 vaccination but would like to, Arc of Lane County, in conjunction with Lane County Public Health, will be offering another vaccination clinic this Saturday at Siuslaw Middle School. The clinic will be from 1 to 3 p.m., and participants can receive a $50 Visa gift card for receipt. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, September 6, 2021.